But I mentioned the adjuvants and I mentioned the disease that you're injecting. Now, do you know where the disease comes from? Because they have to culture, spawn these viruses in the lab because they're inserting them into ultimately the injection that you're going to receive. Well, I'll tell you where some of them come from. Some of them come from aborted babies' tissues. Now, they try to downplay this and say, well, yes, they were these aborted fetuses, but they're from the 1960s or 1970s. It's really old, and it's not like there's just all these babies being murdered in order to create vaccines. And that's true. They're not continually using new abortions to create their vaccines. However, they're using aborted babies, aborted baby tissues. Just because you're using the same one doesn't make it any better.
Right, that's right.
They try to make it sound like it's better. Oh, well, it's not like we're still doing this. I mean, it's already done. It's already happened. So let's just use it. And a lot of the places I've been seeing, they'll reference the Catholic Church. Like, well, the Vatican says that it's okay. Like, yeah, they shouldn't have done it, but now we have it. So let's just, it's okay. Let's go ahead and use it. Folks, the Vatican is not our source of authority. And it's funny that these people, these scientists will even try to point to that as if, oh yeah, you religious people, you need to worry about it because the Vatican says it's okay. Yeah, I think I'll just research it myself. I think I'll just go with the Bible, not what the Pope says.
That's right.
But here's some information for you. The MRC5 cell line, because it's the cells that they're culturing these diseases off of. So this one that's known as the MRC5 cell line was developed in September 1966 from lung tissue taken from a 14-week fetus aborted. And fetus means baby. Okay, let's just be clear. I'll replace this word. A 14-week baby aborted for psychiatric reasons from a 27-year-old physically healthy woman. MRC5 is a known source of human DNA in vaccines. You're injecting part of that DNA into your body when you get these vaccines, at least the one that has the MRC5. How about this one? The WI38 human diploid cell line was derived by L. Hayflick from the lung tissue of a 3-month-old aborted human female baby. Yeah, it says fetus. I'm calling it a baby. The rubella vaccine currently used in the U.S. and in most countries was developed after an American researcher at the Wistar Institute cultured rubella virus from a fetus aborted because the mother was infected with rubella. This vaccine is called RA27/3 because the rubella virus was isolated from the 27th aborted fetus sent to the Wistar Institute in the 1964 rubella outbreak. Sounds like a good source of what I want to inject into my body.